When California voters go to the polls in October for the gubernatorial recall election, they'll be casting votes on another controversial voter initiative. As we've heard, today the state Supreme Court declined to hear arguments against the so-called Racial Privacy Initiative. That means it will be on the ballot. The proposal is the brainchild of a wealthy African-American businessman, Ward Connerly. He wants to stop the state from collecting information on the race or ethnicity of California residents. Connerly's opponents say the initiative will undermine public health and the enforcement of civil rights laws. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
It's been 7 years since Ward Connerly spearheaded his first controversial measure, Proposition 209. That successful drive banned affirmative action in California. Now Connerly is back with a new campaign his opponents call the Son of 209. If approved by California voters, Proposition 54 would bar the state government from collecting any information on race, ethnicity, color, or national origin for purposes of public education, employment, or contracting. Connerly sees Proposition 54 as an important step towards a colorblind society, and he argues race lines already are blurring as people of different races intermarry.
If the government is going to be asking people what their race is, then the government, I think, is obliged to start defining race. Who is black? What is black? What's Asian? What's a Latino? How do we define these terms? The data ought to be accurate. Right now, it is not accurate. It is too imprecise.
But Connerly's critics say his proposal, if it becomes law, would do far more harm than good. Traditional civil rights groups such as the NAACP and the Mexican American Legal Defense and Education Fund say it would be harder for police to track hate crimes if they can't identify alleged victims by their race or ethnicity. These groups are joined by major players in the healthcare industry, such as Kaiser Permanente and the California Medical Association. The CMA's chief executive officer, Dr. Jack Lewin, says Prop 54 would lead to a public health disaster because, he says, disease is not colorblind.
For example, African Americans have the highest infant mortality in America, and we need to focus on that problem. We can't if we aren't collecting information by race. Latinos are most likely to be uninsured and therefore delay care for chronic disease. White women have the highest breast cancer incidence rates. Data collection on race should be expanded and improved, not eliminated. It helps us track and prevent diseases.
Connerly insists the doctors are wrong that Prop 54 contains a medical exemption. Lewin says that exemption is far too narrow to benefit public health efforts that rely on data about the racial composition of the public at large. Prop 54 was originally slated for the March 2004 primary election, but when the October recall election was announced, the Connerly initiative was moved ahead to that ballot, too. That raises the questions of what impact, if any, will the Prop 54 debate have on the recall election, and conversely, how does the recall election affect Prop 54? Mark DiCamillo, director of the field poll, says traditionally it's the top of the ticket, in this case the recall, that drives voter turnout. And in special elections, he says, conservatives dominate turnout.
The placement of Prop 54, just by happenstance, on the recall election strengthens its chances of passage because the composition of voters in this recall election are probably going to include larger proportions of Republicans. So giving everything that I know about the recall right now, it makes it easier to pass Proposition 54.
Yet some Democrats see it differently, says Sam Popkin, who teaches political science at the University of California at San Diego. Having Prop 54 on the ballot could motivate turnout by liberal and minority voters who are against the initiative and more likely to support a Democratic governor.
Prop 54 can only help Davis by energizing people who would otherwise have sat on their hands and not cared what happened to Davis. So this definitely helps Davis that Prop 54 is on the ballot. How much it helps him is not clear.
A recent field poll shows that California voters support the measure by a 50 to 29% margin. However, the poll also shows that 75% of people most likely to vote had not yet heard of Prop 54. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.